Saturn retrograde in Pisces on March 8, 2023. Saturn went into Pisces. New restrictions, new limits. Saturn comes with rings, which astrologers see as high walls. For Aquarius and Leo, it's been about money. So, for example, waiting for an inheritance. For Virgo and Scorpio, it's been about the bedroom. So, waiting for the walls to come down, no matter if you are single or married. What's so odd about this cycle is Neptune is in Pisces too, so that's no restrictions, no limits, no walls. In fact, no boundaries at all. The two planets go backwards and forwards, taking turns. It's a case of the stop sign with Saturn, and no sign at all with Neptune. Neptune has been in Pisces since February 4, 2012. Pisces rules this for the signs: Aries, religion and Buddhism, therapy and self-help, psychics and mediums. Taurus, friends and groups, networks and social media, people power and allies. Gemini, success and status, ambition and position, mission and achievement. Cancer, foreigners and foreign countries, academia, publishing, the web. Leo, finance and property, business and charity, wills and legacies. Virgo, husbands and wives, professional partners, lovers, conflicts. Libra, lifestyle and workload, daily routine and well-being, service and duty. Scorpio, children and babies, the bedroom and courtship, young adults. Sagittarius, house and apartment, town and country, household and family. Capricorn, siblings and cousins, neighbors and neighboring places, the web. Aquarius, money and property, business and charity, valuables and banks. Pisces, image and profile, reputation and appearance, self-promotion. The proof is in the headlines. Sagittarians are in the no boundaries, with big walls, cycle for property. That's why Taylor Swift has 8 properties, but also problems with the New York authorities. Born on December 13, she bought 2 penthouses and removed the walls. Then she bought the house next door. The nice sanitation department has fined her for failing to keep the sidewalks clean in front of the properties. That's just one Sagittarian, one sign, and one story. Take the general idea of no boundaries, then tight boundaries too, and you'll get the picture of Saturn and Neptune. President Joe Biden is a Scorpio. Where is he having this transit? In his 5th house of parenthood. So that's his son Hunter Biden with all his issues. These are all the dates for Saturn and Neptune in Pisces going backwards and forwards. You will also hear about the very end of the cycle, so you know when it's over. Saturday, June 29, 2024. Saturn goes retrograde or backwards. The waiting game goes backwards with rules, regulations, restrictions, the high walls. Then Saturn moves forwards from November 15, 2024. It's gone from May 25, 2025. Saturn is out of Pisces. Then, on September 2, 2025, Saturn is back again. The barriers go back up. On February 14, 2026, they are gone for good. So, after all that, Saturn really has quit Pisces for another 28 years. How about Neptune? This double act explains why this long cycle in just one area of your life has been so contradictory. Neptune goes retrograde on 2nd of July, then forwards on the 7th of December. Note how these dates tally with the US election in 2024. On November 15th, Saturn goes forwards. On December 7th, Neptune goes forwards. Neptune in Pisces continues to move forwards until March 31, 2025, when he leaves to enter Aries. Then he retrogrades back to Pisces on October 23, 2025. Then finally he's gone from January 26, 2026. And that's for good. Do you have Pisces factors? Pisces rules your 12th house. So, religion and spirituality, being a Jew, a Christian, a Buddhist and so on, is at stake. Pisces also rules Islam, of course, and it rules not believing in anything at all, so humanism. Pisces rules self-help and therapy, psychiatry and psychology. It rules life after death, tarot, psychics and mediums. It rules hypnosis and meditation. Pisces and the 12th house are the invisible world. Going back to your sun sign chart, as opposed to your natal chart, What you are seeing in 2024, 2025, 2026 is the situation changing quite dramatically on different dates in your life. I would describe this as fences up, fences down. June 29, 2024, fences back up. July 2, fences down. Fences reinforced November 15, 2024. Fences down, 7th December. Fences gone, March 21, 2025. Fences gone, May 25, 2025. September 2, 2025. Fences back up. October 23, 2025. Fences gone. Then, in two steps, January 26, 2026, and then February 14, 2026, both Neptune and Saturn in Pisces are out of your life. All that strange shifting between tight boundaries and no boundaries is over. The US election is partly about religion. This is because abortion is an issue. So are LGBT people. And religion is Pisces. So that is this Saturn and Neptune in Pisces cycle. No wonder people feel so confused about abortion in America. And of course, Pisces rules religion in the sense that Palestine and Gaza are issues. Very close to November 15, and again December 7, we see barriers up and down about this. America votes on November 5. In your own life, up until February 2026, you will see a series of no boundaries, then all the boundaries. As I've mentioned, if you do have Pisces factors, it will be about anything from the tarot to a psychiatrist treating you, religion or religious issues. Walls up, walls down. That's the private you. The public you will be affected according to the life areas you've just heard about. So if you are a Sagittarian, it's your property. Saturn is symbolic rings, walls, gates, fences, restrictions, and barricades. Neptune is everything, all over the place, everywhere, all the time. What you are seeing in 2024, 2025 through February 2026 is a big bubble of alternative reality, then reality. So, the escape from the real world, and then the very, very, very real world. Take Virgo and love, for example. Beyoncé was born on September 4. She married Jay-Z in 2008, and Neptune went into Pisces in 2012. She had a baby girl in 2012, the same year. In 2016, we found out Jay-Z had committed adultery. In 2017, she had twins. Funnily enough, she popularized "put a ring on it" as a phrase, and of course, Saturn is the ringed planet. Saturn's rings are made of water, ice, and rock. The rings are named from A to G. The idea of a situation being ring-fenced is Saturn. If you look at NASA photographs of the rings close up, they look like concrete barricades. A stone moat around a castle is another good analogy for Saturn. What happens with Neptune taking turns with Saturn, though, is that the moat floods every so often. Everything goes all over the place, everywhere, all the time, until it doesn't. So, to return to prime guinea pig example Beyoncé, Virgo women are having just this kind of cycle in their marriages. Watch what happens with her husband Jay-Z when the Neptune and Saturn double act finally ends. So that's January, February 2026. Watch the UK election too, and Keir Starmer. He's a Virgo. We can't comment on his marriage, but his political partner is Angela Rayner. Everything Beyoncé goes through with Jay-Z and has gone through, Starmer's had with Angela already, his deputy leader in the Labour Party. Will she replace him as leader? Watch this space.